mentioned yesterday that they're planning for the next weeks, that this coming Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, and not just time Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar is particularly meaningful. Every Rosh Chodesh is meaningful, but particularly Rosh Chodesh Adar, because Adar is the, we'll call it the flexible month. You know that there is Adar Rishon and there's Adar Sheni. That's what's called a leap year. I mean, we spoke some weeks ago about the Jewish calendar. We spoke the critical nature of Mevorchem HaChodesh Adar Sheni or Nisan, because that's the one month that we don't know in advance what it's going to be. Thank you. What it's going to be. So the question then becomes, you know, what's it all about? And this is in Yonah the Yoma because, of course, as we well know, Adar was upon us. Let's take a look and see what it's all about. Begin with the words of Tarsus in the seventh with Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ein ma'arben ela adar. The kol shara chadashim ein ma'arben d'chsiv Esther Gimel. The chodesh ne'emasu chodesh adar. Yim ma'arben achas b'shara chadashim lo havi adar shne'emasar. If you make two of any other month, you will not have adar being the 12th month. Where the pasuk says adar is supposed to be the 12th month. That's what it says. Now, of course, the question becomes, are you for real? These months are not found in the Torah. We all know, everyone knows, that the Torah, I think everyone knows, no? The Torah doesn't give any names to the months. It's not a portion. So how can it be? Huh? Yeah, in Nach, but in Chamish Chumshei Torah, it's just numbers. So I want to show you a Mechilta. That's Med Mishalach, is that what we call it? Let's try that. Press the wrong one.
Which one?
I said the first year, Mishnah.
It's our first Chazal.
Okay, so I go back here. Med Mishalach, there it is. Mechilta. Bo. Start over here. Start from the beginning. Okay. Here we go. Chodesh Hazeh. Okay. Find it over here. Tot of Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. That's what it says. Maybe it's the Parsha Beis. Maybe. Rosh Chodashim, here we go. Shemesh Chodesh Aviv. Iberes Adar, Shiyavu Aviv Bizmano. Whole discussion. Osa Nisan Sheni, Rishnu Lechem. Shemesh Chodesh Aviv, Chodesh HaSamach Aviv, Al Tama V'Eze, Se Adar. Oh. Here this is as follows. I didn't know so. Hol v'chodesh misaber v'shana misaberes. Ma ha'chodesh echad mimenuyav. There are 29 days, he had one day. Avshana achad mimenuyav. He had one month. Ima ha'chodesh echad mishloshim bo avshana echad mishloshim bo ratio. Don't show us the chodesh. Chodesh namavi etamaber echad mishloshim bo. Ima, so it means 1/12? No. Okay. Fine. Ma chodesh ain't o seventh avur ela besof. Avshana Ein tosefes dibura ela b'sof. That's what I was looking for. That has to be the last one. The last one. But pashas, it has to be that way, because there are no names in the Torah itself. Of course, the question becomes an obvious question. Let's say somebody is born on the 29th day of the month of Cheshvan. In that year, Cheshvan only had 29 days. The same as there is a flexible month, other could be one or two. There are two flexible months, right? Both Cheshvan and Kislev can either be both Chaser, both Mali, or typically in the average year, one is Chaser and one is Mali. This past year, they were both Chaser, if I'm not mistaken, right? So let's say someone's born the 29th day of Cheshvan this past year. Just now, just a few months old. I haven't looked at the calendar in 13 years from now, but let's assume for the moment that in 13 years from now, there'll be 30 days in Cheshvan. Or maybe it should be Kislev, it's more likely. Born 29 of Kislev this year. This year was only 29 days of Kislev. In 13 years, let's assume in the regular year, there'll be 30 days in Kislev. When is this Bar Mitzvah? What do you say, the 29th or the 30th? About the 29th, not even a Shiloh. So that's the case. If this year he's born, there were 12 months, and the year's Bar Mitzvah, there were 13 months, what month did he be Bar Mitzvah in? Avada, the 12th month, Pshita. The problem is that the Ramah says differently, as many of you are probably aware. Let's take a look at the Ramah. Here we go. Ramah writes in Siman Nun Hei, Sif Yud. Again, also Shenolad b'Chavtas the other. One second. Mi Shenolad b'Adar, the Ramah says, v'nasa b'mitzvah b'shnasa ibur, eino nasa b'mitzvah ad adar hasheni. Shuvas Marimitz. Why? Why? Why he didn't know the guy is born on the 29th day of the month? And if he's bar mitzvah in a year with the 30 days, he's still a mitzvah on the 29th day. It's very difficult to understand this. So the Pre-Chodesh, in fact, quotes an opinion which says differently. Look what he says. Harash alevi zal b'tshuva cholek orachayim simen yudvav cholek azeh v'yom mezheh ba'odah rishon asa bar mitzvah. That's what I would have said. Again, it's the same logic. We saw in the Mechilta, they compare months, you know, days of the month to months of the year. So if you're born the 29th, you're married to the 29th, no matter what, there's a 30th. Who cares? Same thing we should be over here. It's a good cash. But the Pre-Chodesh says it's wrong. That the Marshal Levi is incorrect. I'll bring you a riot. Enough in the Yerushalmi. Other Rishon Tosefes? Other Shane Tosefis. It sounds like exactly Ashayla, which is the extra month. Ma Beinayim, Shnei Kivsi Aseres Beinayim. Nola B'Tesva B'Ada B'Shana Shene Muberes. V'Nichas Shana Shene Muberes. Ein Tema, if you'll say, Other Arishan Tosefis, Shana Aruki, it's Kosher till Other Shane, 13 months. Ein Tema Other Shene Tosefis, no. Ein the Walala Tesva B'Ada Arishan. And that's it, the year is gone. Vasikna, other vision tells service. Black on white. So the first Yerushalmi is the Pre-Chodesh, that the first month is we'll call the first episode of the blank month, if you will. You have to wait that much longer. That much longer. So the question is, what's Pshat? Why? So here's my Chiddush for today. In months, you know, it alternates, 29, 30, 29, 30. There are two legitimate official counts for days of the month, half 29 and half 30. When it comes to month of the year, there are 12 months to a year. Ah, you'll tell me, but there's an other Shani. We don't call it the 13th month. We'll call it, to use our language, 12a and 12b. I repeat, 12a and 12b. They're both the 12 months. It repeats. And therefore, when the Yerushalmi conclude that other Rishon is Tosefes, so the Bachur is bar mitzvah, born in a regular year of 12. Now it's bar mitzvah, there's 12a and 12b. It's bar mitzvah in 12b. It's not called 13. As opposed to when you have the 29 and 30, you don't say 29b. Why? The month is 50-50. Month within a year, the average is an average year, and then there's a special year. I mean, it's only 7 out of 19. It's not 50%. It's significantly less than that. Perhaps that's the reason. Now, Rav Shechter Shalita has the most unbelievable shita. I don't know if he passes away halacha lemaisa, but it makes perfect sense if you get logical. Go back to the Ramah. Ramah says, someone is born in Adar Sheni. Okay? The first day of Adar Sheni. When's the bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah. When? Bar mitzvah on the first day of plain Adar. Because they will hit. That's a famous case. Two kids are born in a leap year. And when they're missing a regular year. One is born the 29th of other Rishon, has to wait till 20th of that other. Someone's born 2 days later, right? He's by mitzvah 28 days earlier. Yeah, that's not fair. That's what it is. Rav Shechter Shlita said no. He doesn't think it should be correct. I'm not saying it's passing halacha against a Shulchan Aruch. If someone is born, let's take the following case. Someone is born on a day 30, and let's assume for the moment, when he's by mitzvah, that same month has no day 30. That could easily happen, right? Someone's born 13 years ago, let's say in Kislev, number 30 days, born the 30th. This is on the 29th. So when is he by mitzvah from Pshuto? When? I wouldn't have said that. It's too early. They have to postpone until the first of the next month. So Rav Shechter Shlita suggests in Bikvei Atzon that, it's right at the beginning, that if he's born in Adar Sheni, and the year he's by mitzvah is only one Adar, you have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be by mitzvah. Rav Shechter Shlita were right, the caterers would go crazy. All the whole month, born that month, would have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be 100 by mitzvahs. Wow. No, but how come no one else holds that way?
They don't need to wait the same number of days into
Nisan. I don't think Rosh Hashanah said that. Just Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's already the next year. That's already. That's what he suggests. So this makes perfect sense. If it's called the 13th month, how can you mention the 12th month? But no one else holds that way. The way we said, we can understand that. Namely, he was born in the 12th month. He was born in 12b. So he's by mitzvah. There's no 12b. There's only 12. Mitzvah and 12. Oh, let's take a look at another Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah talks about this. Let's take a look. Okay. Tosfos is bothered by this. Let's take a look in the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, watch this. Rishon hu chodesh ha'ibur shenitosef al hashanah. Good. The af al gavda, I mean in the mechilta, shana mesaberes besofa. Right. Shana mesaberes besofa. End quote. They're bothered. The af al gavda is a kasha. If the shana mesaberes besofa, That means the 13th month is the extra month. How can the Rishami say that the 12th month is the extra month? This is Tosus Kasha. Tosus doesn't explain exactly why. Perhaps it means what we said. Can't prove it, but maybe. Oh. Let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch, which we saw before. Let's see how that would be fascinating in the Mishnah Berurah. We saw before, watch this. Other Rishon lo nikra other, ela chodesh ha'ibur mikri. Oh, what's his proof? Sherei ein koronis and megillah by the Rishon, and we need 13 full years. Really? Is that a really good proof? Let's look at the Gemara, see what it says. See what the Gemara says about this Nakuda. The Gemara Masechta Megillah. Watch this. When do we read the Megillah? Whole Shaila. Some say other Rishon. Why? Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs. No. Why do we say other Sheni? Mismach geula legeula adif. You want Purim to become close to Pesach. Okay? What do you see from this Gemara? The opposite of the Mishnah Berurah. You see from here that both months are considered to be in the category of other. They're both called other. The Mishnah Berurah tries to prove that the first other is not other. From what? The fact read the Megillah or the Sheni, that's only for a technical reason of Mitzvah Gula Gula Adif, otherwise not. And the truth is, this comes up elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Tainis. Mechaber, Siv Zayin. Kshe'ire yom shemeis ove v'olima ba'odah. Yortzeit. V'ashana mu'beretz. Yis'ana ba'odah beis. Mechaber. Ramo. V'yesh'om yis'ana ba'rishin. Samachloikas g'dolei ha'poskim. Right? Who's right? Says the Gra. Did we get it right? Got it wrong. Sorry about that. Here we go. Okay. In the Darin. Okay. Complicated. Oh. My real Raya, Mirashkos, and Perakamad and Megillah. The Lab Mismach Gula Lagula Mistaba Time Elasis Barishin. My Yorta does not make no sense. Mismach Gula Lagula Hidu Barishin. Emavion Allah Mitzvahs. Ela the cost of the Yeshlama, the Shem is Shem the Eim of Yehuda Mitzvahs. Okay, it's here too. It's a mitzvah to fast on the Yahrzeit. Abul Kol Rayo Seina Ainu Nirali. That's Loshem Bnei Adam by Nedarim. Kan says the Gra, but Ikal is Anos Bishneiim. Hear what's going on? The Mechaber says the first order. The Rambam says the second order. I got it backwards. Mechaber is the second, and Ramos is the first, and the Gra says both. Because both are called other. Both are called other. Despite that fact, you're not by mitzvah until other Sheni, because you need 13 full years other Rishon Tosefes. That's the thing based on the Rishalmi. Otherwise, it's Stira and Ramah. Here the Ramah says other Rishon, and then Ramos the Sheni. The answer is that there's no Stira. Other Rishon is one of the two anniversaries of the Day of Death. But when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, it's not an anniversary of the day of birth, 13th time. It's simply when the year is up. When is the year up? The year is up after the other Rishon is completely done. I give a mashal. Let's say a kevesh is born on this child's 12th birthday. Right? I said it were twins, a boy and a girl. So when they turned 12, it was a plain other. Okay? So the girl is bat mitzvah, mazel tov, and the boy is 12. At the same day, a sheep is born. Mary bar Miklish. Till when can the sheep qualify to be a ben shana? Till other sheni. So therefore, you're measuring years. So a year after the 12th birthday is the 13th birthday. So it goes into other sheni. But the birthday party, you want to make a birthday party and blow out candles, you can do that a month earlier. As you've been doing who knows how many months since he turned 1 year old, etc. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah Brura. Watch this. Aval Mishnas Yud Gimel. This is very important. Aval Mishnas Yud Gimel. Hoyagam Ken Ibur. Alright, gentlemen, this happened last year. Last year was Tav Shin Ayin Vav, correct? It was the Shana Muberes. 13 years before, Tav Shin Samakim was also Muberes. Oz Bevada Hin Omrim Hanolad Berishin Yibar Mitzvah Bar Derishin Vasheni Bar Desheni. Who said so? Haskama Zachronin Delo Kimogan Avram. Against the Mogan Avram. How do you go against the Mogan Avram so lightly? I thought that the Mogan Avraham should be right according to everything we've been saying until now. Let's take a look and see what the Mogan Avraham says. Mashma in Shnas Yud Gimel Uberes also Shnol Brother Rishon Nasim Ben Yud Gimel Brother Rishon. Last year, the next year. That's what he says. He doesn't understand. I thought the Mogan Avraham was right. This happened last year in my family. My grandson was born an other Rishon. Now it's almost 14 years ago. And I told my son, if he asks me, I prefer you make the Bar Mitzvah an other Sheni. He goes against all of his classmates and everything like that. Because of the Mogan Avraham Sheet. At the end of the day, I had a conflict with the Bar Mitzvah, my own shul. So I called my son up and said, you know what? Follow the Mishnah Brura, but one condition. Don't let the boy do anything which I can't do until you bar mitzvah. Technically speaking, a bacha before a mitzvah lane, technically, right? And whatever, you can get an aliyah, technically. We don't do it normally, but actually in some shuls, some yeshivas, by the yeshivisha, he gets the bar mitzvah aliyah the week before his bar mitzvah. Are you familiar with that minhag? Now where I live, I'm submitting the yeshiva. Before, dafka. So we don't do it that way before Dafka, but in this case, since the Mishnah Brewer is Gladys Mechollah, but he would not let this boy daven for the Yomim or bench Mezumim. Because there it's a question, Mezumim is a Shaila, that's what happened. Okay? So I guess the Mishnah Brewer had his way, even though I was trying to get the Mogan Avraham. At the end, I had to back out for family reasons. Anyway, that's what I thought. Now, Rabosai, the following interesting one, since we're talking about Rosh Chodesh and Bar Mitzvahs, look at this one now. Back to the Mishnah Brura. Look at this one now. Mi shenola b'yom rishin b'rosh chodesh kislev. V'hoyu oz beiz yomim rosh chodesh. You hear what's going on? There were 2 days of Shkodesh Kislev, which is fairly rare. Happened last year. Last year was a Shana Shlem. Okay? Uvishnasit Gimel, Hayachesh Vin Choser, for Kislev, Einim Aliyah Mechad Rosh Chodesh. That's a typical year. Let's Chaser again. When was he born? He was born the 30th day of Cheshvan. He came to celebrate his bar mitzvah. Guess what? The day is missing. The day is missing. There is no 30th day of Cheshvan. Afal Pikein, and Renatza bar mitzvah, Advash Chodesh Kislev. That makes sense to me. Right? Does that make sense? Perfect, yeah. Watch now. Umishinol Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Flohoya Borak Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh. Normal year. Right? It was only one day. He's born Aleph Kislev. Uvishnas Yud Gimel, Hayushnei Yom Rosh Chodesh. I would say, without a Shaila, I don't understand. He's born Aleph Kislev? He's by Mitzvah Aleph Kislev. Pshita. Nope. Nasi by mitzvah b'yom alef Rosh Chodesh lamed cheshvan pilei ployim. How can that be? How can you understand this? How does one understand this, Mishnah Berurah? Seems to me incomprehensible. So sure enough, if we look a little bit in the Mefarshim, actually, maybe we can. Watch this. Im shana shenolad v'kislev choser lohay rosh chodesh teves rak yom echad v'yachshav kislev molin v'yetz beiz yomim rosh chodesh mikom agom nasa v'mitzav yom rishin rosh chodesh teves. How can that be? Al yirab akos al yimash nesvasa v'mong al avroam yom aleph rosh chodesh nechshav yom shloshim v'chodesh ha'ovar yesh lomar. That's what I would have said for sure. How can you explain it? How can you explain it? It's wild. How do you explain the Mishnah Berurah? Oh. The answer is, it's not a birthday party. It's not a birthday party. So then what is it? What does it say? La'olam u'kot nat shiyovish te'saris acha shiyah Ben Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad. What do you mean? Yud Gimel V'Yom Echad. What does that mean? That means the 13th year is finished, the day before the Bar Mitzvah, and the day of the Bar Mitzvah is the beginning of the 14th year. Everyone follow me? You have to complete 13 years, and as soon as you finish 13 years, the next day, that's the day of the Bar Mitzvah. Oh, if that's the case, we can suggest that maybe the Mishnah Berurah is right. He was born on Aleph Kislev, when Cheshvan was Chosin. When are his 13 years up? It's arguable. Since when he was born, his mother was in labor and is about to give birth, waited an extra few hours, and now she made it into Aleph Kislev. Oh, what could be better, Rosh Chodesh baby? But what was the day before he was born? Chav Tes Cheshvan. So therefore, when he's born, we say, oh, whenever Chav Tes Cheshvan comes, 13 years, that's the completion of 13 years. Because that's the day before he was born. Arguably. Memela, 13 years and one day, is the day after Chav Tes Cheshvan. The year he was born, the day after Chav Tes Cheshvan, was Aleph Kislev. Now, the year after Chav Tes Cheshvan, is Lamed Cheshvan. Okay? It's Bar Mitzvah. Follow what I'm saying? It's not a birthday. It's still a Chiddush. Oh. So maybe we saw it a bit in Mishnah Berurah. We saw, let's see it again one more time. This is, you're born on Lamed, in the 13th year, there is no Lamed. So what are you going to do? Obviously, you never mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right? You can't say about mitzvah in 20. He was born in 30, I can be mitzvah in 29. That seems to be an impossibility. Fine. Good. What will happen, gentlemen, in the following case? The following case. The boy is born on the 30th, not in the month of Kislev, not the 30th of Chesh, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the 30th of Adar Aleph. As you probably are aware, Adar Aleph is 30 days. Okay, you with me? Born the 30th day of Adar Aleph. Okay, last year was a Mubaras, was Adar Aleph. He's by mentioning a simple year, plain year. What would you say? Let's follow the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said, you're born the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. There were 2 days. So it's Lamed Cheshvan. Now you're by mitzvah, that day doesn't exist on the calendar. So what do you do? So when you're by mitzvah? Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right? Aleph of the next month. You're born the 30th, by mitzvah the 1st, correct? I give you now a shalom. Born on Lamed Adar Rishon. By mitzvah, that day doesn't exist on the calendar. Why not? The month's not in the calendar. And other plan has only 29 days, as we know. So when's the bar mitzvah? What do you say? Let's have a vote. No? When is that mitzvah?
First of Adar.
The first of Adar. What do you say? That's what I think. For sure, first of Nisan. How can it be otherwise? He's born on the 30th day of Adar Aleph. Comes the Yevz bar mitzvah. Where's the day on the calendar? There's no other Aleph, there's no 30, nothing. So you have to wait, of course, it's a double push it to me, you have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Seems to be so push it, how can anyone disagree? Watch this. Never say never, right? Look at this. Binyan Siyan. Sorry, I can't find it. Binyan Siyan has a tshuva about this. And guess what? He says against me. Binyan Siyan says, Ibn Mitzvah, as you said, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is, not what you said Aleph Adar, wrong. Lamed Shvat. Born on the 30th, permits on the 30th. Where do you get it from? Mefurash HaMechaber. Mefurash HaMechaber. Why is it Mefurash HaMechaber? Imnar echad nolad b'chav tes the other rishon. Why did Mechaber say chav tes? She was in a big chiddush. Lamed other rishon. Why did it be chav tes? See, born a chav tes other rishon, you have to wait till chav tes other in a plain year. Weiss the chos. If you're born in Lamed, then it's different. You don't have to wait then, which pushes you into Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as you said. Bekert, Ramitza Lamed Shvat. We're discussing a guy who's Ramitzvah in Adar. In your case, Ramitzvah in Nisan. We don't want to mention Nisan over here. That's why I mentioned Chavtes. That's his deep. So now what's going to happen in the following case? The Ramitzvah, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar in a plain year. What's that date? Lamed Shvat. And your bar mitzvah and the shana muberes. What would you say? Now I have to ask the same vote. Born on Lamed Shvat, and the year's bar mitzvah is the shana muberes. When is your bar mitzvah? Tzvi, what would you say?
Is
there a Lamed Shvat? That's what I would say. No, what would you say? You have to say fakert. Unbelievable. Your bar mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. a month later. Lamed Adar Aleph. Why? Shem Rosh Chodesh Adar is Koveya. Wow. I thought that Tzvi is right. Right. I don't understand this whole binyan. See him? I don't understand the first one. I don't understand the second one. He has a new yesod, Shem Rosh Chodesh is Koveya. And I'm working with an assumption that's just not true. Just not true that we don't go to Shem. We say Poshet. Okay, good. Rabosai, we spoke a little bit about Chodesh Adar. Now, it's a little bit early. This is it's only leading up to the Chodesh Adar. But we're not going to have enough time to talk about these things later on. I want to talk a little bit about Parsha Zohar before we end. I know it's a little bit early, because this year Zohar is Erev Purim, and people aren't into the Purim mode yet. But let's talk about it right now. Okay, I'll start with the Rosh in Masechta Brachos. Rushes and Brachas in the 7th parak. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Rabbi Elazar shenichlas beis haKnesses lamotzah shem asara v'shichur avda v'shlima l'asara. I'm going to be over Rabbi Essay. Mitzvah Rabbi Shaini. Fine. What? Essay the Mekashin says Hashem b'asara b'rabin. Says the Rosh. V'afilu havi milsa the Rabbanan don l'shmo ha'kedushu baruch hu shlomotzin l'hichim ben haTorah. Afilu hachi dachi essay the yachid. Yeah. B'lo mistaber li the mari b'asara d'oraisa. Kigon, liquis pasha zocha shumana Torah. Masha de Bechol in Ari. Stop. What does it say over here? Pasha pshat in the Rosh is that there's a chi of Doraisa to read pasha zocha with a minion. Isn't that what it says? How else can you read this? You're not yotzei to read without a minion. Otherwise, what's a Doraisa to be shachar and ever to read without a minion? Deploying. How can it be? So I want to say pshat based on the following. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Shenachas Zara Shel Amalek. Okay, fine. Zos min ha-mitzvahs ha-mutolos al ha-tzibur kulon u-chinen shem ha-zichron al-rochas ha-hedin av-chof v-beis sholosh mitzvahs nistavi Yisrael b'chnis b'shas nisos al-arts l'manos la-melech l'manos la-beis ha-bechira u-lahach b'zer ha-amalek. It's out of order, l'chor 2 and 3 seem to be reversed based on the Gemara. Okay, that's what it says. It's chiyuv which is mutal al hatzibur. Now, if you look back one, okay. Who is chayev to be mekayem mitzvah chiras amalek? Bischarim kilohem lasas hamelchama V'nikmas oyev, lo l'nashim. Right? Zachar is to fight a war. Women shouldn't be in the army. That's what he says. It seems to me that we can make the following suggestion based upon this. Namely, if the chiyuv zechiras hamolek is related to the chiyuv of mechiras hamolek, that's exactly what he said. It's not obvious, but that's what the chinuch said. If that's the case, just as the chiyuv of mechiras hamolek is mutal al tzibur, so too zechiras hamolek is mutal al tzibur. Ah, but what do you mean tzibur? Ganz Klal Yisrael, get them all together. The answer is 10 people is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. Nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael. If that's the case, one can argue that what the Rosh said is, makes sense. The only time is a chiyuv, a fulfillment of the mitzvah of zechiras hamolek, is when there's a tzibur. Tzibur is 10 people. You need 10 people to fulfill this obligation. If there are only 9 people, can I fulfill it? Wow. Now, we see that women here are potter from zechiras hamolek. That's what it says over here, because they're not going to fight the battle. Does everyone agree with this? You can argue for a number of different reasons. Let's take a look. Minchas Chinuch. Watch this. Watch. Rav Mechaber Minchas Chinuch, Poter Nashi Mitzvah Zu, V'Nir Tzas. The poter of some halav gamke over ramein and mavuazeh. The tzorach raylift on nashim with the say chance man gerama. Over frat the makom lav gamke. Over mashakosav kilehem rosh dasa mechama v'lo l'nashim. Wait a minute. Bemes mechemes mitzvah hakoyotzen afil kala michuposa ke mavuah b'shas of the Rambam. Where's the shas and where's the Rambam? Let's take a look. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Look at shas. Look at Rambam. Shas. Gentlemen, is Masechta Sota. What does it say over here? What does it say? Mishnah says, "Amed Rama Mechemas Rishus," but Mechemas Hamalek. Not saying it in the fairish over here. Abu Mechemas Mitzah Hakol Yotzin. I feel the Chosin Mecheder VeKala Mechuposa. We tell me that the Kala, that the women are part of the Mechemas Hamalek. They're Chayim Mechemas Hamalek. The Rosh Hashanah thing. Mash with the Gam Noshim Yotis Lemachama Vechidashu. What's this? The Israeli army? Women going to war? Nah. V'ulai Einan Yotis El Levashel V'lefos V'chadomas V'chagvromashel Mechama. The army has to have a full stomach. I mean, you fight an empty stomach? He's not going to hold a gun. That's the Rosh Hashanah. That would explain the Chinuch against the Midrash, because it's enough on the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam. See what the Rambam says. Where is the Rambam? Hilchos Malachim, of course. Hilchos Malachim. Abu Mechemes Mitzvah Hakol Yotzin Hafil Chosin Bichedo V'Kala Michuposa. It's not just a Shas, it's even a Rambam. Okay, what does Radva say in that Rambam? Watch this. V'chiderech Hanoshim Lasas Melchoma. What? Kol Kvuda Basmelach Pnima. Spoke about that how many weeks ago? Wow, right? Recently? Yeshlo Melchikama. Came on the chos and yotzim mechedro, kali yotzim michuposa. She goes home to a mommy. She'ena no heges mei chupa, because her husband's not there anymore. Or the other pshat, misaplus mayim bas in the baleim. V'chein ha'minig hayom ba'arvios. The Arab armies, the women would cook for them. But the first Rashi just got him at home. I like that pshat. Anyway, so this is an open question, there's no rayos. That's kasha number one of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, kasha number one. Here's another kasha. Gam mi omed besod Hashem yizbarach im hatam machmas hanekama. Therefore, the oath, you remember Amalek because you have to fight against him. No! The yefshad d'gzeres ha-kosuv shenizkas in oso me'ez ha-tam v'anachnu ein yodin v'yefshad af v'bias m'shichenu she'ikoris Amalek mikol v'kol v'lo yeh zecha lehem v'kol v'kol ma'zchiri yeh tamim mitzvah saseh lizkov v'lo lishkoach akin tzorach yeh depot anoshim mitzvah saseh zu. He thinks that all women are also chayav like any mitzvah saseh she'in his man grubba came near it. Wowee. Wow. Based upon this Minchas Chinuch, there are many places where there is a minig that women try to hear Parsha Zoch. Famous minig. In some places, such as my shul, women who can't come the regular time, they read for them again later on. So they read like right after davening. Okay. But some of them can't come up down there. They're home with their children, and they have to come a different time. So maybe David can do it right before Mincha. Some can't do that either, because the husband has to be at Mincha. So we do one, you know, before the Shir, an hour before Mincha. My Shir is not that popular. There's not always a 10 people there before the Shir starts. So the question becomes, Gevalt. We just saw the Rosh said that meant the level of the Raisa. You can't fulfill the mitzvah without a minion. So what have we gained? We read Parasha Zocha for women in the absence of a minion. How can that be? I want to make the following Mamonash of Cheshvan. There are two ways to look at this. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Zechira? Is it connected to the mitzvah of Milchemes Amalek or not? If it is, that's the source for 10. Where does 10 come from? We have the kasha. We said that Mechia Samog is a Chobas HaTzibur. We saw in the Sefer Achinich in Spaces Hedron Avchav. And if Zechira is connected to Mechia, so Zechira is also incumbent upon the Tzibur. You need 10 people to represent Klal Yisrael. But if that's the case, women are part of completely, we suggest. Elamai, you want to say that women are Chayev, because there's no connection whatsoever between Zechira and Mechia. No. If there's no connection between Zechira and Mechia, women are chayev, you only need a minion. So Mamanashach, it should be good. Having said this, this leads us to the Mogan Avraham. Okay, let's watch this over here. It talks about Parsha Zohar, the Mogan Avraham. Because of the Rosh and Brachas that we started with, Esed Doraisa, the Parsha Zohar by Sarah. Tosa Shantz, ancient Kriya, the Raisa, Parsha Zohar. Some say Pora too, not for now. Kain Tzorli Zohar, Yosef, Shishma, Kriya, Parsha Zohar, the Yud, the Mikra, Megillah, Bezmana. Elisha, all alone, the Zihiri, Behochi. More important, to have Zohar, that they have Megillah, because Zohar is the Raisa, Megillah is the Rabbana. For the Nira, the Ashen, Minig Olam, the Otto Miksiv, the Torah, Sheikru, Davka, Beshabbaz, the Shechacham, and Tikna, Beshabbaz, the Holo, Shechichi, Rabbin, Beresak, Nesses, the Samach, the Purim, the Lismach, Masa, Mogul, Masa, Omen, as Levush says. Then Cain, watch this. Kish shomea bepurim pashto yavu amolek nami zocher masi amolek v'yotze yedecho vaso v'cheni baram simen beis. How do you like that? You can be yotze with a yavu amolek. How do you like that? Yotze yavu amolek. Wow, it's a chiddush. Does everyone agree to this? Watch. How do you know Yotze Pashto Yavu Amalek? Why? Domine Yolef the Megillah, the boy is safer. Ksov Zov Sikorn by safer. Right? We just read it in Mishalach recently. Vahayna the Kemo Zichon Masi Amalek Akosa Betora Sorab Sefer. What in Megillah? Mashma, the Masi Amalek Akosa Bepash Mishalach, boy is safer. Im Koran also, let's say Sidei Mitzvah Sechiris Amalek. Okay. Okay. There's a problem, Abosa. There's a problem. If you learn that Zechira and Mechia are connected, you should go against him, Abon Avraham. What's the difference between Parshas Kisetzi and Parshas Bishalach? In Parshas Kisetzi, it says, Timcha Zech Amalek. In Parshas Bishalach, it says, Mocho Emcha Zech Amalek. So Mocho Emcha Zech Amalek has nothing to do with our mitzvah to eradicate Amalek. And therefore, if you understand that the mitzvah of Zohar is connected to Timcha, you should not be able to fulfill the mitzvah with Vayavo Amalek. Against the Mogad Avram. So I'm not going to raise this cash against the Mogad Avram. So I wanted to say that that may be correct, that you should not rely on Vayavo Amalek if you happen to be from the male gender. But if you happen to be a woman, you have trouble getting to Shul Pasha Zohar. In the olden days, they never came to Shul. It's a more recent Chumrah, I think. The women stayed home. They wouldn't happen to get to Shul. But if you're coming for the Megillah, which almost everyone comes to hear the Megillah, so if you couldn't make Pasha Zohar, try very hard to come to hear the Megillah Purim by day in a regular minyan. What do I mean by a regular minyan? Like in our Shul, we have three minyanim for the Megillah. With the first minyan, with the second minyan, but on Sunday I'm not sure what's going to happen exactly, and a third minyan, freestanding minyan. Right? When he has died, a woman who was not able to shul to come for Pasha Zohar, instead of coming to what we call the 10:30 Megillah reading, which is a standalone, she should try very hard to come to shul for the one of the first two minyanim, and to come a few minutes early. You know, we have, you know, we say, I don't know, the Megillah, the davening is at 8, we call the Megillah for 8:30. We don't get to the Megillah at 8:30, but people always come late. Chayodua. So, but if you come at 8:30, you'll be in time for Vayavu Amalek. Okay, you with me? So for a woman who has no chiyuv of tim, again, mamanashach, if you're connecting the zechir with the mechia, the woman is potter completely, because she's just a mitzvah tzibur only on the men. If you'll tell me that it's a freestanding mitzvah, she's chayev, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of the Bayavu Amalek. Even though to argue the Magen Avraham on the basis that it says emcha instead of timcha, that's for men. But for women, they should be masked, the Magen Avraham is correct. So we had a little bit of discussion of Adar Aleph and Adar Sheni, a little bit of discussion of Pasha Zohar. Maybe as we go, assuming we start Chazara, I'm not sure what's going to happen the next two Thursdays, 2 weeks from now is Tainus Esther. Maybe then we'll talk about Tainus Esther and Purim. And maybe next Thursday we'll probably have some kind of, I don't know, we'll see. Maybe Chazara Shia. Okay, we'll see. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.